Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spoler. Last week at this time, I had a revelation. I discovered the Cinderella pumpkin, a heritage breed that boasts the highest sugar content of any pumpkin. Now, the pumpkin itself is large and is shaped like Cinderella's carriage without the wheels. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you know this variety, and you can confirm it's one of the best to use for cooking.
It's excellent cooking pumpkin, and definitely it's a really good-looking pumpkin on its own, because it is kind of very sort of classic what you think of as a pumpkin.
Right. A lot of the other cooking pumpkins are the small round things. They have names like Sugar Baby and Baby Bear. Yeah. But this is the one I really recommend. You get a lot of yield from this one, too.
Yeah, it's a great pumpkin because of that. The skin-to-flesh ratio is good.
Now, there's two ways of dealing with a pumpkin. You can make a savory dish or you can make a sweet dish. Yeah. And today, we'll talk about the savory.
Sure.
Now, ordinarily, you can use the pumpkin flesh either as a puree or in small roasted pieces. Mm-hmm. Now, to get the pumpkin cut down to pieces, here's what I would do. Cut the stem off, then cut the pumpkin in half, top to bottom.
Yeah.
Scoop the seeds and the fibers out, then cut the halves into quarters and then again into eighths. And using a sharp, thin knife, remove big slices, big crescent-shaped slices of the pumpkin from the skin and cut it into pieces. It's mm-hmm. like what I do with a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Put these in a bowl, drizzle with olive oil, and arrange them on a baking sheet, and put them in a preheated 400-degree oven and bake for 45 to 60 minutes. Now, if they just start to brown and char, you're done. Take them out of the oven and set aside to cool. And now you can go in any number of directions. The first thing that occurred to me is a roast pumpkin salad with roast beets. Mm. Now, I see no reason why you couldn't roast your pumpkin and your beets together and save some oven time. Let them cool down, then sprinkle them on a bed of frisé lettuce, along with a scattering of cracked hazelnuts and crumbled blue cheese. Choose a light dressing with just a hint of sweetness to complete the picture. And for extra fun, you might want to toss in a few shreds of fried pancetta.
Mm.
Now, pumpkins appear in a lot of Indian recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an easy one to try. It would be a pumpkin garbanzo bean and red lentil curry, slow cooked to a simmering conclusion. I would round out the ingredients with chopped onion and garlic and season with cumin, cinnamon, cayenne pepper, and salt, and maybe some garam masala if you want to. Cook everything in a bit of vegetable broth and just let it take its time. You can also do things that are more European in style. And one thing that I discovered is a pumpkin beef stew with spinach.
Yeah.
You sear the beef quickly in a pot, then add some chopped onions, a can of garbanzo beans, some minced garlic, and finally a cup of roasted pumpkin. Add enough beef broth to cover the ingredients, and then simmer over a moderate heat. You can add a tablespoon of tomato paste to thicken the stew, and finally a handful or two of baby spinach leaves. Simmer until the spinach is wilted and then check the seasoning. Serve over basmati rice. Jerry, you can't go wrong.
No.
And if you keep a bunch of puree along, in your refrigerator or your freezer, it does freeze nice. Like you can work on pumpkin soups, pumpkin ravioli, and even pumpkin hummus sticks.
Yes.
So I think that would be another show. But anyway, go out there and look at that Cinderella pumpkin. They're big, beautiful pumpkins, and they're so much fun to work with. Very, very enjoyable.
I'm Al Spoler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.